Dice Tower News, episode 620, Friday, February 15th, 2019.
Welcome to DTN, the Dice Tower News Weekly Edition with Chris Steele and Kitty Langley. DTN features a quick look at tabletop gaming news each week. DTN is sponsored by Cool Stuff, Inc. Cool stuff in stock at coolstuffinc.com. And now, your hosts, Kitty and Chris.
I'm Chris Steele.
And I'm Kitty Langley. This week, board games may be good for your love life. A new KeyForge set is announced along with a new Star Wars game, and Evolution finally makes it to mobile. We also have six games on the hotness to talk about, seven new and upcoming releases, and finally we'll talk about the 1001 Odysseys and Knitting the Card Game Kickstarters.
Tabletop Gaming Headlines.
First up, researchers at Baylor University study the effects of board games and painting on couples. This one's been making the rounds in the mainstream media. One way to report this is playing board games with your significant other raises your oxytocin, also known as the love hormone, levels. On closer evaluation of the study, it was done on 20 couples from 25 to 40, a very small sample size, and it turns out painting classes seem to have the biggest effects on oxytocin, especially in men, where it's twice as effective during these classes. While board games did have an effect, it wasn't as high. Researchers noticed that being at home, where the board game groups were, tends to have a less overall effect on your oxytocin levels versus going out and doing something outside the home. My conclusion? Make your couple's boards nights a destination activity for best results. Oh, and just because Valentine's Day was yesterday doesn't mean you need to wait 364 more days to have your next game night date.
Fantasy Flight has announced the next expansion to KeyForge. The Age of Ascension will hit shelves in quarter two. The set includes 204 new cards and pulls forward 166 cards from the base set, forming a new 370-card pool that will be the basis for the Age of Ascension logarithmically generated unique decks. The decks will be fully compatible with existing decks with similar power levels. In addition to the 370 cards, there will be rare occurrences of other cards from the base deck in the form of legacy cards. At least two new card types have also been announced: Alpha cards, which can only be played as the first card of your turn, and Omega cards, which end your turn when played. KeyForge is a unique deck game designed by Richard Garfield, who also designed Magic the Gathering. Each KeyForge deck has a unique name, card back, and card list that cannot be customized, so there is no deck building. The Age of Ascension will also introduce a new two-player starter set for $25, which includes two unique decks and a set of player tokens. These new tokens include a +1 power and stun tokens, which were formerly cards in the last starter set. Also notable between the starter sets is the Age of Ascension set is $15 cheaper and does not include the training decks.
In other news by Fantasy Flight, Star Wars Outer Rim was announced last Friday. Outer Rim is a game of bounty hunters, mercenaries, and smugglers for 1 to 4 players. In this standalone game, you'll take on the role of an underworld denizen attempting to make your mark on the galaxy. You'll travel the Outer Rim in your personal ship and hire famous or infamous crew to help you out. Crew like Han Solo, Lando Calrissian, Boba Fett, and Jyn Erso, and many others. Speaking of your ship, not only will you use it to transport cargo, fend off rivals, or the law, but you'll also be able to upgrade it and possibly, if certain conditions are met, transform it into iconic ships such as the Millennium Falcon. The game has a playtime of 2 to 3 hours, a price tag of $65, and a release date in Q2. As of this recording, pre-orders are through local retailers and are not available through the FFG website.
North Star Game releases Evolution on mobile and Steam. About 5 years in the making, Evolution the video game is finally here. In Evolution, you develop and guide your species to eat the most food while avoiding, or becoming, predators, eating at the watering hole, or using any of your species' traits to survive. The player whose species ate the most food and some other endgame scoring elements wins. The digital version offers an interactive tutorial, a campaign, and matched online multiplayer, which matches you with players of similar skill level. To encourage multiplayer play, each day for the first 100 days of the app release, North Star Games will select 10 players to receive a free copy of the physical game. Evolution the video game is $15 on Steam for the PC and Mac, and free to download on iOS and Android, with a $10 in-app unlock cost currently on sale for $8.
The Board Game Geek Hotness Review.
This is a review of the hotness on BoardGameGeek.com, which represents the top 50 games based on page views. Here are our callouts for this week. Tiny Epic Tactics, the latest in the Tiny Epic series. This is coming to Kickstarter on Tuesday the 19th. Tiny Epic Tactics includes nested boxes inside the main box that are used to create a 3D terrainscape. Each player will have a team of four units, Fighter, Wizard, Rogue, and Beast, but each player will have unique versions of these character types. The Tiny Epic Tactics is for 1 to 4 players and includes competitive, cooperative, and solo modes of play. More coming on this when the Kickstarter launches.
Mega City Oceania. This was just announced by Hub Games. This game re-implements Tokyo Judoku and is a real-time city-building game. Players create buildings by collecting building tiles, building pieces, and contracts. This is a competitive game where you are trying to score the most prestige points based on the contracts you complete and how you complete them. For 2 to 4 players with a playtime of 45 to 60 minutes, no release date has been given, but Hub Games plans to debut at PAX East in March.
Sushi Roll is a new version of Sushi Go, where players roll dice instead of using cards. This is one of the mini games announced by Game Right Games for their 25th anniversary. Sushi Roll is for 2 to 5 players, plays in about 20 minutes, and will have a price tag of about $24.
Ghost Star, whose Kickstarter was recently canceled due to Kickstarter rule violations. Apparently, Wreak Havoc Game was founded by Douglas Kerr. A. Douglas Kerr was known for having a game called Darkness Sabotage on Kickstarter, and that Douglas Kerr never delivered the game. There seems to be an unsettled debate as to whether these two Douglas Kerrs are the same or not.
Rounding out the top 10, Star Wars Outer Rim, which we covered in our headlines, the updated version of The Castles of Burgundy, Root, Gloomhaven, Vindication, still on Kickstarter with almost 7,000 backers, and Wingspan.
And now some other notable games on the hotness.
Aeon's End, The New Age. This one just missed the top 10, coming in at number 11 due to the Kickstarter that just launched for it. With 28 days to go and over 2,500 backers and $225,000 raised, this one is hot, and we'll talk about it more in a future Kickstarter segment. The long and short of it, this is a new expansion, and the campaign is making all older cards available as well.
U-Boot has started Kickstarter fulfillment in France and other parts of the EU. U.S. shipping starts in a couple weeks. This, along with Tom Vassell's recent review of the game, has pushed it near the top 10.
New and upcoming releases.
The first of our new releases this week is Megaland. Megaland used to be a Target exclusive, but now this Red Raven game is available everywhere. In Megaland, you'll choose a character and try to collect as much treasure as you can in this push-your-luck-style game by Ryan Lockett. Megaland retails at $24.99.
The Great City of Rome. From Z-Man Games, the Roman Empire has summoned the world's finest architects to rebuild the Eternal City. But only one plan will be realized in brick and marble. Compete with other architects for the blueprints and materials you need with an innovative action selection mechanic. Lay out your plan and leave the capital of the world as your legacy. For 2 to 4 players, 60 to 75 minutes playtime, The Great City of Rome retails at $39.99.
Hokkaido. This is the second map-building card game in the Nippon series, adding new ideas and drafting mechanics to the first design, Honshu. A game of Hokkaido consists of 12 rounds, each divided into 2 separate phases. Each player must expand their personal map to maximize their scoring possibilities. Hokkaido retails at $17.99.
The Game. This isn't strictly a new release, it's actually a re-release and a repackaging by Pandasaurus Games. This plays 1 to 5 players, and you're trying to play all the cards from a deck that contains numbers from 2 to 99. 2 columns you'll need the numbers to be ascending, and the other 2 columns you'll need the numbers to be descending. The catch? You're not allowed to give information about the cards in your hand. If this sounds like The Mind, it's because they are very similar and are from the same publisher. However, in The Game, you are allowed to talk and strategize. The game retails at $12.99.
Fuji is the first in our upcoming releases. In this game from designer Wolfgang Warsh, you play as a group of tourists hiking up Mount Fuji in Japan. But as you near your destination, the volcano erupts. This is a 2 to 4 player cooperative dice game in which you try to reach safety by communicating what resources you rolled to your neighbor to cross different terrain cards. Fuji retails at $39.90 and has an expected release date in February 2019.
Herbaceous Sprouts. Everyone competes to be the head gardener in this dice and card game. You will collect herbs and seeds represented by dice and tools represented by cards to plant the best garden and score the most points. With elements of bluffing and push your luck, this game has a little bit of everything. Herbaceous Sprouts retails at $39.99 and has an expected release date sometime this month.
Keyforge, Age of Ascension. Individual decks, displays of 12 decks, and the starter set are all available for pre-order at many online and local outlets. Keyforge, Age of Ascension retails at $9,119.49 and $24.95 respectively, but are normally cheaper at many outlets you can pre-order at. It has an expected release date in quarter two.
And finally, Kickstarters.
These are a few of the Kickstarters we personally find interesting or newsworthy. 1001 Odysseys, an adventure board game with storybooks full of journeys to new worlds, quirky aliens, and many branching choices. For 1 to 4 players, 1001 Odysseys is a choose-your-own-adventure narrative-type game. The gameplay consists of 4 different player roles: commander, navigator, operations, and information. The gameplay has you choosing an action, a mission, and a location to form a lookup code in the storybook, which carries you forward. There are 30 chapters, and each chapter plays in about 30 to 60 minutes. A typical run-through of the campaign will have you playing about 25 to 30% of the chapters, allowing for a great deal of replayability to explore different areas of the map and play again. 1001's Odysseys is a light-hearted, whimsical world where you'll interact with turnip creatures and fly cabbage spaceships. The art style is original and highly incorporated into the gameplay. There are pledges of $75 for the base game and $115 for the game, plus accessories such as a pin, a plushie, and refresh packs. This campaign ends on February 28th, and that is 1001 Odysseys.
Knitting, the card game. Dive into the fun and beautiful world of fiber arts with this knitting-based card game featuring indie designers and indie dyers. Try to complete the most finished objects by collecting the correct yarns, casting on, and finishing a pattern. Featuring beautiful photography from indie yarn dyers and patterns from indie designers, this game is a great crossover for anyone who loves knitting and games. Pledges range from $3 to $60. This ends on March 10th, and that is Knitting, the card game.
And that's the news for this week. If you'd like to hear more from Kitty and myself, check out the Tabletop Game Talk podcast every Tuesday. This week, we'll be talking about how to answer the question, what's your favorite game?
Talk to you then.
You've been listening to DTN with Chris Steele and Kitty Langley. Dice Tower News is updated every week, and you can find out more at dicetowernews.com. Got a news tip? Send us an email. The address is news@dicetower.com. Dice Tower News is part of the Dice Tower Network. For all the latest news and reviews, visit dicetower.com.